So finding ourselves a comfortable position. It can be cross-legged on the floor, it can be sitting on a chair, lying down on the bed. If possible, we remove any form of distraction. You can switch off the phone or put it on silent. Close the door. If we want, we can light a candle. I always find that helps to bring that light into the room. And also symbolically to remind us that we need that light within. So when we work to understand the depths of our subconscious, as we do when we try and understand self-love, we always need to do it with light. So taking a few deep breaths, trying to relax the whole physical body, the mind, the emotions. Creating that space within us. So let's think of a circumstance in our day, or over the past week, where we have felt hurt by someone's actions or words. And let's work to understand why. To see it in an objective way. Understanding what was our expectation of that person that they did not fulfill. The logic of the self-love can readily bring up what it has invested into that person. Which might help us to understand why we have an expectation of them. Perhaps we need to be more conscious of what we invest. Do we do it unconditionally, or do we do it with expectations? So then, how did we react when we were hurt? Did we counterattack in some way, either overtly or covertly? Did we try and befriend the person. But still holding that resentment within. So we're not trying to judge, we're just trying to observe and comprehend what is going on. Trying to put the spotlight on this defect, this aspect of pride that's always getting hurt or offended. We don't really need it. Can we imagine the scenario without feeling the pain of self-love? Can we stop the reaction from manifesting into something bigger, something greater? Instead of feeling hurt, can we feel that pure love, that pure unconditional love? Towards that person, the love that doesn't depend on anything they may say or do to us directly. The pure love that can transform that impression of criticism, so self-love feels it's all about me. Can we see the situation from the other side, from the other person? And their point of view. If we can take the time to really understand how this self-love works with us, it will really revolutionize our life. And stop us from feeling, being so offended by people, by life. Be freer, be happier. Okay, that's all we have time for, unfortunately. Just a very mini practice